Hi everyone, your designers are here.
I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly at My Soulful Home.
We have tips and tricks and decorating advice for you today. So let's get started.
Today is episode 32, and we're going to be talking about finding hidden home storage. Everybody can use some more storage, and we bet that you have some storage in your home that you haven't discovered yet, thought about, or made use of. So I think we're going to inspire you and give you some good ideas today.
Oh, I think we all need this.
Yeah. I think I'm going to learn some things, too.
Or we need to get rid of some of our stuff.
I was just going to say that. I think purging would be the first step.
Yeah, purge first, and then think about where
okay, let's
store
stop.
The
we're going to go purge, and we'll come back. We must carry on. We promised hidden home storage, and we're doing it.
And when I'm a purger, I am a ruthless purger. I mean, I have thrown out countless things. Among them, it was our license plate to our car.
The one that you needed?
Yes.
Do you know my mother decided she was going to clean up one time when I was at college, and I came back and I said, where was the blue coat that was hanging in the closet? And she said, well, honey, I got rid of that. Oh, I got to put her accent on. Honey, I got rid of that 6 months ago. And I'm like, well, really? Because that was my friend's coat I was storing for her here.
Oh, no.
Now you have to buy her a new coat, and it's your job to tell her. But anyway, let's get on to storage.
I throw out wires. I don't like wires.
You mean like the kind that would attach to like an old phone
or
an old video camera?
And my husband loves wires. Oh, he loves wires. And he was like, oh, no, that's a good one. We might need that. We don't even have a home phone. And I have wads
wires. Phone connectors.
All kinds of wires. But then this will be a thing. He'll go and get a new piece of electronic equipment or whatever. And I'll be like, oh, we need the USB with the yada yada, you know, with the prongs. And I just get that like, oh, no, look on my face. Because I know I punched it.
I do keep them in a clear box, like a you know, Rubbermaid, Tupperware, whatever.
Oh, stop
box.
It, Yvonne. You're sounding so organized.
Oh my gosh. Oh, good. I have you fooled. And I used to label like what they were for, like the camera, the this, the that. But then we've had like four cameras, so which camera is it?
I know. I have one of those boxes too, but Peter would keep every wire that ever existed, but I seem to always throw out the wrong one. But anyway, we are talking about home storage today. Mm-hmm. And it is true, I think. No matter how big your house is, you're going to find that you need more room, right?
So that's exactly right.
If you're not doing good purging, which you know we can talk about another day. But there are places in your house where you can find storage and really useful storage, and then you know maybe you want to keep some extra wires, or you want to keep that coat hanging around. I have found if you're in a position where you're doing some construction in a home, or you don't mind a little plaster dust to acquire more space, if you have areas, everybody has areas between the studs in the walls, right? So it's not going to be a deep area, but I was able to do that in our last house and create a very long cabinet in my kitchen, which was just deep enough for coffee mugs, and at that time the girls were having sippy cups and all of that.
Oh, wow.
So it was floor to ceiling, and it was on a kind of on the side of my refrigerator, which you know had like a piece of you know cabinetry coming down, like just wood coming down. Mm-hmm. And when it was slipped in, I'm sorry, it wasn't wood, it was you know the wall. Mm-hmm. And then we went inside in between the studs and furred it out, and then had the carpenter just make these little tiny shelves.
Oh, great idea.
You are ingenious.
And then you just put a door on it, just like the cabinet doors, and it was perfect. And I have to say, like, I used that cabinet every single day because we went there for the coffee or the tea mugs and the girls' cups or juice cups and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that you can do in People have probably seen that done in bathrooms. They have now the medicine cabinets.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, so they kind of recess are recessed those. In between
or,
the studs.
That's right.
You can get safes, the wall safes. That's yes. the way they go in.
Right. Mm. So but it's not just for the bathroom or, you know, in a closet where you might be putting a safe. You can do this. I mean, you've got studs. Ladies, you have studs all over your house.
All over your home.
And
yes,
they're just
you do.
Waiting to be exposed. So just get in there between them and put in some shelves, and you have some more storage.
Okay, we're just going to pass that right by.
Yes, I just don't even know what to... Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That's a hard one to follow up.
Well, you know, last episode, you know, she was had the tree and the trash can and the dirt, and it was like
I
this
know.
Trashy, dirty thing going on.
Well,
and
but that was such a smart idea. I'm going to talk about, and I've done this before, space bags under your bed.
Love it.
I take my off-season bedding and put them in the space bag, suck all the air out of it, and put them under the bed that I would use them on.
Oh, great idea.
Mm-hmm. Wow, very good.
And, well, you know, just simple ideas, like make sure you're using all the space if you have a guest room. Now, I have a pet peeve about filling a guest room closet up and having no room to hang up anything when I come to
true,
visit.
Right?
But, you know, always keep a drawer and a little space in the closet. But you can use those bottom drawers in a chest of drawers or a dresser in a space in a guest room as well.
Right, that could be like a linen closet. Mm-hmm. I do not have a linen closet here in this house. There was one in the upstairs hallway, but we took it out when we moved the doorways around for the master bedroom, so I lost that space. So I was able to create a space in my master bedroom. But if you have a guest room with a bureau and drawers, I think that would be a perfect place to have some extra sheets and things like that.
Well, I actually don't have a linen closet either in our new house, but what I've done is put the beautiful French laundry baskets on top of my armoires, and I do keep linens in there and hide them.
You can put a lot in those baskets.
Those are big.
A great idea.
Right. Well, are those ones that you use regularly, or so do you have to climb up there and get them?
Oh, no, I put stuff in there. Yeah, in fact, if it's up there, I really should get rid of it because I don't think I've seen it for 3 years.
Truth be told.
But I have it stored.
But it's, and, you're not, you know, staring at it.
The same thing if you really need space, if you have a small home and you do not have cabinets that go all the way up to the ceiling, you can put some beautiful baskets across the top. Yeah. I don't like to clutter the top of my cabinets up, but if you do a really nice job, and I had this in my house before Stone Gable, and I put a tea towel sort of tucked inside of it, and I kept my cookie cutters up there and all these like little tiny things that I would get down every once in a while. But there is a wealth of storage space above your cabinets.
Oh yeah, and that's true. I photographed a little house out in Round Top for my book a few years ago, and it was small. They didn't have a lot of space. And so so I think the trick is to take the things that would be pretty and, you know, put the ugly things or the things that aren't going to be pretty, like your Tupperware, behind closed doors. But things that don't look so bad, that's the stuff that you can kind of keep in open storage. So she had a big basket in the kitchen, and that's where all her cookie sheets were. And I thought it was a great idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And, you know, here's what I think. Like, we have a lot of storage in this house. We've owned three houses. Our first house was a house that was over 120 years old, and there was no storage at all. So we had to be creative, but we only kept what we could store.
Right.
And I know my daughter and son-in-law, because they live on Capitol Hill, again, their house is well over 100 years old, and she's amazing at how she purges and goes through things, but how she keeps things. Like on the back of their closet door, she has a jewelry hanger with all these pockets in it, and that's where she puts her earrings. And she has those little 3M hooks that, you know, you can take down, and she has those hanging on the back of her door with all of her long necklaces. And so it's just really well done, and they put an extra rod in low for her husband's suit jackets.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. You know, there's just...
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and you know what? What they don't have room for, they don't keep.
Well, we're sort of at that point, too, now that I'm sussing out what's going to be used in this house and what's not going to be used, because our house is 131 years old, and, you know, we've got some nice square footage here, plenty for our family, but there are just... I don't know where those women... put those giant dresses and all of that. I mean, maybe well, they only had like two.
That's exactly what they did. Yes,
are a lot bigger than, you know, my jeans and a couple of, you know, t-shirts or whatever.
They wear that hoop skirt thing every day, I guess.
Yeah,
so
I guess, but I don't know. It's kind of kooky, but yeah, no storage, and they use the big armoires and whatnot. But still, you can't get that much in there. I love that idea that your friend have, and I'm doing that too. I actually took over. It's kind of one of those. Probably like for shoes, but Laura had it in her closet, and now I'm using it for my jewelry. I have another jewelry idea, which I had in my former house, but I'm going to do it here. You know those thread holders you could get at Joann's? They're kind of they're wooden, and they have the prongs where the spool of thread works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. So I got a large one of those, and I spray painted it. And I use that for my jewelry. So
And it's up on the wall.
Yeah. So I attached it to the wall with some screws.
Oh, there you go.
And then all those, you know, so you could hang the long necklaces. Maybe you do that at the bottom, and it, you know, you could put even costume rings and things like that. Mm-hmm. You can hang watches on it. So I had that in my other closet, and I'm going to do that again here. And it's a really nice way because you can see. I forget some of the necklaces and whatnot, and I'll just go, you know, I'll wear the same thing or nothing for days. And when you can see all your things, then you actually use them, which is
really
nice.
That is a wonderful idea.
Oh, yeah. Now, another thing that we do at the farm, because it's not a very big house, and I think when you have a big house, it's easy to get a little lazy with your storage. You know, mm-hmm. you can kind of spread things around. And I also have that philosophy, Yvonne, that your daughter has. If it goes in the garage or the attic, then I have to get rid of it. It's just kind of a personal rule because, well, we don't have basements here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just have too much stuff then. But one of the things that we do is just, instead of just doing a table, you know, on either side of the sofa, it has to be something with drawers. So everything that's, mm-hmm. every table has to have drawers. And then at the foot of the bed, rather than a bench to sit on, we put a trunk so that that's where we store a lot of things, mm-hmm. for the room.
That's a really so good smart. Idea. And you can take that trunk idea and use it in your living room and your... family room, like put a basket coffee table, like a trunk, mm-hmm. there that you can store things in. And they have these pop-up storage coffee tables as well, where the lids, like the top comes off and it's storage. It's a good idea.
And then we have it's kind of a sofa in our living area, and then I have baskets underneath that. So, you know, there's store. You can just find it and because it's open, you see the baskets, but it looks pretty. So, you know, there's a lot of things you can do storage wise if it's where
it's
people can see
pretty.
It. If it's pretty,
and you know,
well, I mean, just have be smart when you're purchasing things. To, you know, if it's going to be an ottoman, see if you can get one that will open and for the storage. Just like you're saying, we're doing the basket thing because I, you know, again, no linen closet. So for extra hand towels and face cloths and things like that, I have a chair in my master bedroom, and I put a really pretty, chunky textured basket. Slid it under there, and it kind of looked like it needed something over there anyway, and that's where I put those extra towels.
That's a great idea. And speaking of baskets, I have, instead of putting books in my bookshelves, I have baskets in them, and they hide all kinds of things.
Yeah, you can throw all kinds of things in there.
Yes, and then, they look so nice.
I think I've mentioned this before, but I've put my printer in the pantry so that I don't have to look at it. So.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
No, it really is.
And that's where my paper shredder is too. So
another more structural suggestion that I have, and something I did in our other house, is we had, the other house we were in was built in 1935. So it had the traditional master bedroom with the two small closets, the two doors. Mm-hmm. And that was actually my daughter's room because the actual master was added later on. So this was Ava's room. And for the longest time, one closet was kind of their toys and games, and then, you know, her clothes. And she was little enough, and she didn't, her clothes were little, you know, and then
yeah, it doesn't make a difference.
And then when they started to grow out of some of the games and some of the other toys, then that closet, the second closet, was kind of, you know, not really used that much. And one day I was just like, how can we get a little more space in here? So I thought, well, what could possibly be between these two closets? You know, it's, there's got to be no space there.
You are a construction babe, aren't you?
Yeah, watch her with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, watch out. So I just said, move over, Ava, and get those little my little ponies out of the way. We're going through.
So we did go through,
and there was nothing there. I mean, there was, you know, the wall, the wooden part of the structure of
now,
the house.
No, wait. Back up. You actually, yeah. I mean, you just went through not knowing what was there. Like, oh, we may have to repatch the wall.
Well, you just kind of assumed there wasn't going to be anything. There was no, you know, AC
removing
or anything like that. You know, there was nothing going in there.
Okay.
Can we just throw this in here?
Empty space.
Mm-hmm. Kelly,
wow.
Sure.
Do not remove walls without checking to make sure they're load-bearing.
Oh, yeah. This was not like
yeah. No, I know yours wasn't, but I just want to put that out there because I do know somebody who removed some walls, thought they were really smart. It was doing their own home improvement, the upstairs started caving in.
Oh, no. Okay.
And
well,
they
we
had
don't
to
want
spend
to do that.
A
so
lot
tell
of
us
money.
You went through your little non-bearing mm-hmm. piece
oh, yeah,
of
this
wall.
Was not, no, so picture if you're in one of these little closets, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just a little mm-hmm. old-fashioned closet with maybe, you know, one wooden rod and maybe a shelf. But I don't even think hers had shelves in the one side. And so there's just walls, and you know that maybe, you know, 3.5 feet away, there's another closet door right, mm-hmm, right there. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. What could possibly be all that important in that space, right?
I don't know. Maybe the ductwork for your AC? I don't know.
But okay, yeah. Let's hear your story.
I know it wasn't there, Anita. And so I
just, Nita Jean?
Nita
oh,
Jean,
no.
Can you just pop down when I'll tell my story? So I had my guy at the time, and we went through, and he made a little hole, and we looked through, and sure enough, yeah, you know, in fact, he made a little hole in one of the closet walls, and the other one, we could see each other through, and said, yeah, let's bust on through. So we did that, and then we closed off the one extra door and just made a wall, took the door down, and so now she had more wall space, which was great, so I could put a nice sized desk for her there because there were two doors, right? You know, so that's kind of awkward in a smallish room.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then she had one nice door for her closet, which was, you know, original door. We didn't change mm-hmm. that one. Mm-hmm. And then when you went inside, she almost had a second room, in effect.
Nice. So it ended up being a large closet.
Huge closet.
What a grand idea.
It dormered down. You know, so I just, mm-hmm. I did a rod from one side to the other, and I actually just used pipe from the hardware store. So it metal pipe, copper pipe, and it went across, and we just did those, you know, little hook, those little holders on either end, boom. Mm-hmm. So she mm-hmm. could hang all her tops and sweaters and things like that, and we could move the dresser into the closet.
Oh, I love that.
And then
that
she
look.
Had a and then she had rods for long hanging things mm-hmm. on either end. And I was able to squeeze in a thrifted little desk, which I made kind of her little, you know, like dressing table. And she had a little chair in there.
Oh, my word.
Lovely.
Isn't that?
Wow.
And look at that. Such wasted space.
Wasted space.
If you didn't use it.
Yeah.
Wow. That is an awesome idea. I can't compete with that, but I do have another little idea. If you really need space, how about building a shelf above one of your inside doors?
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, inside a closet.
Well, just even inside, let's say going, you know, in your bedroom, the door that goes out to the hallway, put a shelf over the top of it, like corbels
oh,
on the side,
the
a shelf.
Over the doorway?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And put a nice basket.
Books. Mm-hmm. You know, so many people have
I'm
so
doing
many
that.
Books. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
That
yeah.
is a good idea.
And there you go. You just gain a little bit of space.
Well, or just some pretty wall cabinets or some pretty shelves on the wall. That's going to add a lot of storage for you. But mm-hmm. again, that's something that you can use for things that are decorative that you can display. And then wherever those decorative things were stored, then you can shove those things that aren't so pretty, like all those cords that your husband won't let you throw away.
Yeah.
And here's
I throw them away anyway.
Here's another idea. I have an office that is also where I do a lot of my DIY projects. And I've had like three different desks in it and nothing seems to work. So I went to IKEA and bought one of their like the legs look like sawhorses in white and just a big long platform top. And then I put shelving above it. And then I took, you know, all those boxes that you can get like at Michael's or AC Moore or Hobby Lobby. And I got them in black and white. And I just put, I have them, like I have odds and ends, cards. Mm-hmm. I actually have one for all of my cords in here. Pens, like that has all my different colored pens, receipts, tidbits, just neatly stacked in all these boxes.
Mm-hmm. That's great. A great idea.
Is that where mm-hmm. you're recording these days, Yvonne?
That's, I'm recording in my office,
nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
But
I love
it's,
that.
But it's great because I don't, well, I have big drawers on either side, but I don't necessarily want to put those kind of things in them.
Right.
So they're actually pretty because it's all black and white and silver.
Oh, I think that's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an idea that I thought I was going to be able to use when we got here. But the way the back staircase is and the way we do have a small basement here, I wasn't able to do it. But let me explain to you what the thought was. Is, you know, on a staircase, you have the risers and the treads, right? So
yes,
you could have the tread sort of removed momentarily, mm-hmm. put hinges on it, and replace it so you could open it and have storage.
Yeah, I've seen that done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't do it here, but I think that that's a great idea. And I was thinking, you know, in my head while I was planning on getting in here, oh yeah, that would be a great place because my girls have tons of markers and things like that.
Yes.
And it would, and or, you know, like you're saying, if it's, well, the staircase I was going to use lit in my kitchen, like I would have put things like the cookie cutters that we might use a couple times a year in there, things like that, that, you know, might not be like, hey, oh. I, you know, don't come down the stairs now. I'm getting my stuff out every day, all day long.
I have the perfect use for it. Do a few of them.
Yeah.
And you could card catalog your pillow covers. I'm serious. That's a perfect place for them.
Bobby, we've got something to do over the weekend.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, well, no, ours, we have like a sisal runner going down ours, so I don't think that would work. But what about if you have the space underneath your stairs? That's a lot of wasted space
oh,
in
yeah.
there.
Well, and we have a closet underneath our stairs.
Well, so see, you how smart is that?
Yeah, and you can't stand up in sections of it, but it's great to have that storage there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Here's a couple others I was thinking of. You know how under the cabinet, you don't, we were talking about this, you don't have shelves,
mm-hmm.
like under your, like,
right.
in the kitchen, under your sink.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a tension rod and put that across from side to side of your cabinet, and if you can hang, like, your cleaners and your Windex cleaners and all those kinds of things on the tension rod, so you just pull it out.
I like
that. Isn't
that,
that
idea.
A smart
yeah.
idea?
That's a great idea.
When they have the spray bottle squeezy thing, it'll help yeah. right
yes.
in there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, great
or
idea.
About, and, or even just to hang, like, I'm, you know, might be have like a wet rag or something
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, could
mm-hmm.
be used again. You could hang that there and just let it dry instead of, mm-hmm. you know, just dropping it.
Yeah, or just even there. Hooks in your closet. I mean, we have hooks on there for, you know, hanging the dog leash and purses and that sort of thing. So
right.
that's
hidden.
A wonderful idea.
So you don't
idea.
Have to look at it. Yeah.
And I think we have to think about going vertical. In our foyer, we have a coat hook that's not horizontal. It's vertical. So it's in a small space, and you can just hook, and it's
oh,
long.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And
okay.
you can hook all your coats sort of going down.
Oh,
we,
great idea.
And yeah, we just literally turned it vertical, and it works great. And the other thing is when I'm thinking going up, what about if you don't have a lot of cabinet space, you could build a little shelf on your backsplash that are big enough like to put mugs and things in.
Oh, yeah, like a little open shelf. In between.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
People mm-hmm. who have small kitchens, that's, you know, things like that, that's a premium.
Mm-hmm. Right,
that's right.
And also one of my very favorite things I have in my kitchen are these IKEA rods. And I have them underneath my, on my backsplash, underneath my kitchen, my cabinet, my top cabinet, and it's long and it has hooks on it, so I have my mugs on it, and I have another one that has almost like a little bin, like a an oblong metal bin that I have a little plant in it, and I have two mason jars, and one has all of my measuring spoons in it, and then the other one just has like little odds and ends, like my lemon reamer and what have you. And then on the other side of it,
I because everyone needs their lemon reamer.
I know. Well, I do, and I hung my metal measuring cups. So about things, because I use those all the time, so I don't have to go digging in the drawer for
it. Smart.
And don't discount the space on your porch. I mean, you don't want it all cluttered and junky, so I'm not suggesting that. But that's where I put my extra china cabinet. So I have a lot of dishes out there because, you know, otherwise I'd have to get rid of those dishes because they'd have to go in the attic.
Yes, but your porch does not look like a squatter's living on it. You know, it's actually very beautiful. It looks like outdoor living. So if you do use your porch, you want to make sure it looks like outdoor living and not like somebody squatting.
Yeah, right. Good
Don't
point.
Just throw it
That's
out there.
That's a good tip right there. Okay, so since we're on the porch, let's go outside a little further. Maybe if you have a garage or you have an outdoor shed or something. Mm-hmm. Today's episode is actually being sponsored by My Paint Saint, and My Paint Saint is an all-in-one touch-up painting solution. So the brush is melded into the cap, and the cap is on with an airtight gasket, so it doesn't oxidize. Mm-hmm. But here's the great thing about My Paint Saint, other than the fact that it makes touch-up painting so easy and so your house looks better, is that it really helps you with storage, because everybody who has a home, rents a home, is in something, has got paint. And if you've got paint on the walls, more than likely you've got rusty old paint cans sitting around. So if you get yourself a set of My Paint Saints, you can pour all that extra paint from those big rusty cans into these small little canisters that are gives you a perfect amount to touch up, and then just store them on one of your shelves, and they look so nice, and they're nice and tidy, and you don't have to deal with those messy, dirty cans.
And I love them, and we'll put those in the show notes. I know all three of us have My Paint Saints, and we just, you know, depend on those to do all that touch up painting. So easy.
Another thing that I noticed in the garage, now I haven't done this, but actually the gentleman who lived here before, who was very innovative, I know I've talked about him a few times, but he had...
like the Fred Sanford.
My Fred, aka Fred Sanford, but he did have some good ideas.
He doesn't listen to this podcast, does he?
Well, he's passed away.
Oh,
okay. Well,
dear
I'm so
man.
Sorry.
So he might be listening. I don't know.
Yes, this
if he's got good Wi-Fi. So he had... it was bigger than a normal piece of plywood. I don't know. Maybe he had a couple put together, but he had a thinnish piece of wood, strong but fairly thin, hanging over his car in the garage on chains. So, you know, it was kind of like free falling.
You know, it
could move, you know, but so you wouldn't put anything super heavy, or you wouldn't put anything. So, you know, he had some old suitcases and things like that up there. But I was thinking, you know, if we needed that space, because we really, space is a premium here in our house, that would maybe be a good place for the Costco run for toilet paper and paper towels.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
God forbid the thing should fall on your car. It's not going to, you know, scratch it a little bit.
Well,
it's not
going to be our bikes.
You're not going
bikes.
To have to call your insurance agent.
Yeah.
Right.
And our bikes hang from the ceiling, so I mean,
the bikes from the ceiling is a great idea. But
and
I
my
had never
dad actually
seen this big shelf that covered it literally covered the whole expanse of his station wagon. So
well, I think my dad had one of those too. He actually made, you know how they have these cargo carriers now?
Yes.
My dad made a cargo carrier back in the 60s. Can you believe that?
Oh, well,
did you help him meet a gene and hand him the tools to make
I think
that?
I did.
Aww.
Well, I have two quick tips. And the one tip is, if you have an empty suitcase and you are really stuck for storage, put your off-season clothing in it.
Okay, now, but I'm going to throw this out here. because I have these innovative, creative ways of thinking, oh, I'm going to store this in this little box here because it's sitting here. And then, you know, like I had an extra key to the house, could not remember where it was. So,
or couldn't remember what that key was for.
So, well, I didn't know what it was for because it was, yeah, but I couldn't find it. I finally found it in my lipstick case. Like, yeah, oh well.
Anita, you're singing to the choir. So, the other thing that we did is we installed our garage as a two-car garage. And it's not a huge garage, but we don't have big, huge cars anymore. Well, we're going to get a big, huge car. We're going to get a truck. But,
Bobby should have a truck.
That's his dream. So
a pickup?
Yes. Yeah.
So y'all are honorary Texans already, if you get a pickup.
But I want one like from the 50s that has, I'm dying for one of those. But anyway, I digress. We put shelving in between our cars. Like a big stand-up unit.
That's all we need is an obstacle course pulling in.
We've got teenage drivers.
It goes so nicely into the garage. And then we just have these set of shelves that we keep things like, you know, you said toilet paper, those kind of things, right in the garage.
Great idea, but that's where the seats are that go in the back of my SUV, so I can't put anything else
there. Oh, there you go. You can hang those.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but that's a great idea. Yeah, there's so many places you can store things that, and then, you know, at the farm, the girls, we have benches at the foot of every bed, and then under the bench, you know, there's room because they're legs, so there's baskets underneath every one of those benches. So
I love your laundry baskets.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
At the foot of the bed. That's just so charming.
I love that whole room. Oh, gosh. But those beds. Well,
thank you.
So pretty. Well, I think we covered a lot of territory. I'm going to review this. I'll listen again, and I'll definitely check out the show notes. But I know the one that stuck with my head is I think I'm going to do a shelf over the door from my master bedroom into the hallway.
There you go.
I love that.
Well, I'm glad that Yvonne could help you there, Kelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it would go so well with your Victorian farmhouse.
Yeah, with nice corbels. It would be so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, That's exactly right.
You know what?
I can put Peter's wires up there.
Well, I'm afraid we've run out of time, and this is so much fun. And I feel like I'm learning so much about where I can store all this junk I should really get rid of. So anyway, remember, we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. So until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy, and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.